everybody. This is Peter Arulian again. We are back at the ASUS ROG booth with our friend Greg here, who's been talking to us about a lot of the exciting PC gaming announcements that they've made here at Computex. We're doing three shows with these guys. We did monitors. We're doing now laptops today. We're also going to do one on motherboards, so get a chance to take a look at all of those. We're going to focus right now on some of the product announcements that the ROG team has made in the laptop space. I think one of the things that's really interesting about what Greg's going to tell us is there's a lot of support with the new AMD platform with the Ryzen, which is exciting for us at Microsoft. There's a lot of work we're doing with the AMD team. So, Greg, talk to us about these new laptops that you guys have announced at the show.
Yeah, so the first one we're going to take a look at, as you said, is AMD powered. It's our first AMD powered gaming laptop in as far as I can remember. It's the ROG Strix GL702ZC. So it's a 17-inch laptop, and it's got the it's got an AMD FreeSync monitor, and it also is using the AMD Ryzen 1700 CPU and an RX 580 in here. So it's a really potent gaming machine, and it also features a lot of the same things you've come to know from our Strix line, which is, you know, 30 key rollover, anti-ghosting.
Part of what's really great about this, to kind of reiterate, is this is has been a popular gaming line for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you've done now is, I think we've seen a lot of potency with the Ryzen chips, right?
Yeah.
And so you've now taken this Strix brand and you've got a new option for the AMD fans.
Exactly. And it's like I was saying, it's a super high-powered machine, up to 32 gigabytes of DDR4 memory and M.2 SSDs. So it's a great solution for all the AMD fans out there.
Now on this one, do we know product availability when this is?
No, we don't.
We don't yet.
So sorry, no, you guys.
It's
kind of a thing we do. Like my guess would be Q4. That's usually what happens with a lot of our Computex announcements.
Okay.
But this is really, we just want to get everything out in front of people,
Show
everyone, and get their feedback.
And if they want to learn more about these things, where's the place they go?
Just asus.com. So asus.com will have the, actually for these products, you can go to asus.rog.com. There should be press releases for all of these. You can read up on everything we talk about a little bit more.
And that's exactly what they'll do once they finish watching our video.
Yeah.
And now take us through this particular product, which was also an announcement here at Computex.
Yeah, so this is a new one in our Strix series. This is the highest end laptop in our Strix series. This is the GL702VI. And you might notice that, you know, it's a little bit thicker than some of our other Strix models. It's pretty thick, but that is because this has a full-size desktop GTX 1080 in there.
Yeah.
So you need that extra thickness for all the cooling. It's got a lot of heat pipes and a lot of copper in there to keep the GPU and the CPU nice and cool. But we wanted to, as far as these types of laptops are concerned, we want to make sure that you have a great gaming experience rather than it being super thin and light. We have another laptop that's thin and light, which we'll talk about later. But for this one, it's kind of the ultimate Strix laptop at the moment.
Yeah.
120Hz G-Sync panel, up to 32 gigabytes of DDR4 memory.
Now, did we look up price on this one?
Oh yeah. So this one is if you're familiar with our laptops, we have the really high-end G752 series 17-inch notebooks. This slots in price-wise just below that, but with similar components. So whereas the G752 will have an overclocked version that's, you know, close to, you know, $2,600 to $3,000. This one starting, not with the 1080, but starting, it starts at about $1,600 and it goes up to the low 2,000s.
Right. So you could get into this device with a 1080 for around $2,000.
Oh yeah.
Which is affordable for the kind of power you're going to get.
Yeah, definitely. For that price, it's definitely one of the best bang for buck you can get in a gaming laptop.
Great. Okay, so we've talked about these. We're now going to walk over here a little ways and look at a couple of more devices, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned the...
Follow us as we go.
Yeah, so I mentioned that we have a super thin laptop. Like, that one's kind of thick. We have a super thin gaming laptop with a 1080. So this is it here. And this is the ROG Zephyrus GX 501. And this was just announced here. Availability, I'm not quite sure. Price, I'm not quite sure, but it's definitely going to be...
Brand new products. You're seeing them right off the line.
Definitely. And some of the design features on here you'll notice right away is the keyboard is out at the bottom of the chassis.
Yeah.
And that's to make more room for the cooling. This has a GTX 1080 with Max-Q technology in here. So very high powered, but I mean, look how thin it is.
Yeah, it really is.
It's 0.7 inches thin. And also, if you look, remove that. If we look down over here, when you open it up, let's open it. It opens up a gap here in the bottom to get allow for more airflow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that adds almost 40% more airflow for the intake.
Oh wow.
So that helps cool. You know, up here we've got the the GPU and the CPU and all a bunch of cooling. So the air comes in through from underneath, comes out through the top and through the sides.
The other thing that's kind of interesting about this configuration is it puts the keys closer to your hand.
Right.
Right.
So that's
a choice. Gamers may or may not want that. But in this configuration, you're not having to reach into the device to get to the keys.
Right. And it's a more natural experience if you're used to playing with the desktop keyboard.
Right.
Because on a keyboard, you don't have, a big, it's not on the same level as that. So
that's
it's right. So it's kind of a similar setup. And also on the right-hand side, we've moved the touchpad over there. So
yeah.
For me, I mean, it's actually a bit more natural, especially for right-handed people, instead of being down in the middle, to be off to the right-hand side.
Yeah, it feels more like what you're used to as a desktop gamer.
Yeah.
For folks, you can't feel this, of course, but this is really, really light.
Less than 5 pounds. I think it's 4.9 pounds.
Yeah.
And then also down here, the touchpad turns into a numpad. So
yeah, so if you get that on camera, you can see when you touch it, it brings up an LED pad for the actual numbers.
So you still have a 10 key and or just a touchpad. So a really cool feature that this has. And this is kind of this slots in, I mean, price-wise, it's going to be more than the other one we talked about.
Sure.
But this is kind of the ultimate in gaming performance and portability. This is something you could take on a plane, hook up your Xbox controller to it and play the latest Forza Horizon.
What's the screen size on this one?
It's a 15.6.
Okay.
15.6. So,
all right.
So yeah, this is kind of the, like I said, the ultimate. Oh, also a 120 hertz screen. So that's kind of the new features of a lot of our laptops is a high refresh rate screen. You can't be, for a lot of the pro gamers out there, especially for FPS games, they need the high refresh rate.
Well, we were talking about this. One of the values in having refresh rate at that speed is the things are smoother. And it's not just the tearing, but it also kind of gives you this this immersion, sense of immersion, right?
Yeah, and it's also G-Sync. So G-Sync will keep the monitor from having any screen tearing or jittering, anything like that. So really good experience.
Yeah, 120 hertz.
Yep.
That's great. All right, so now we're gonna go over here.
Yes.
We've got a couple more devices to look at.
Yep, so that's the super high end. And now these are kind of the more everyday gaming laptops. Maybe not everyday, but just the kind of the more affordable laptops. And there's two here that we're gonna talk about. They have similar specs. But the first one is the SCAR. Now this one is kind of geared more towards first-person shooters. So you can see on the keyboard here, it's got the WASD highlighted in white.
Yep.
And then this one is the Hero. And this one is more for like MOBA players. So you've got the QWER.
Yep.
So the performance is similar between the two, but it's more of like design cues. Well, also, they both have 120 hertz screens. But this one's been engineered to have the lowest response time possible. But this screen is engineered to have the best color quality. So,
those are really great trade-offs.
Yeah.
If you're principally a player, first-person shooter,
yes.
And you think about what your response time looks like,
mm-hmm.
this factors more against a mobile player and the fidelity of the colors, right?
Yeah, mobile player or RTS player or whoever, like it's just a, it's going to give you a great visual experience, but you don't really need the super low response time as you would for an FPS game.
Right.
And also the look, I mean, this is carbon fiber with kind of like almost like a scope design on the touchpad.
Yeah.
And then this one's more of an organic design on there. So also this one is a 17 inch and you can get it with up to a GTX 1070. And this one is a 15 inch and you can get it with up to a GTX 1060.
Okay. Now, again, I gotta ask, timing and pricing, do we know on these?
These are
Q4.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're coming soon.
So we'll hear about price in the future, but
yes.
We should have these in time for holiday.
Yeah, definitely. And as with our other Strix notebooks in this range. The super high-end ones max out at about $2,000. So you can usually get into one of these with, you know, a 1060 and maybe just a 128 SSD for around $1,200 or $1,300. So we don't have exact prices, but these are going to be very affordable and very high-performance gaming laptops.
Great.
And then for those of you who don't, you know, I mean, you might not like the design for FPS or MOBA. And if you don't like that design, you could always get the GL502 that has the standard Strix design, but similar components inside and similar size and weight as well. So we wanted to make some special additions for the types of players or the people who play these different types of games.
Yeah.
Right? But if you still want the standard black, or, you know, you play all sorts of different games, then this would be a great choice for you as well.
Yeah. Okay, and these are all part of your product announcement for Computech, right?
Yeah, actually this one's been around, the GL502 has been around for a little while, but what's new about it is the design. So on the back, you can notice the offset ROG logo and the kind of the brushed aluminum finish. So we didn't see the other Strix series notebooks we saw, they have a centered logo. So this is kind of a design refresh here for the GL503.
Okay.
But these have the same design as well, if you go on there. But of course, this has the MOBA, organic, and then that one has the brushed aluminum.
Yeah. Those are beautiful. All right, so there you go. Greg, thank you for your time. We've gone through and we've seen some of the new product announcements and refresh on the ASUS ROG laptop machines, from price affordability up to some of their really sort of high-end gaming systems. Want to remind everybody, we're going to do videos with Greg here in the ROG booth, both for monitors and also for motherboards. So take the opportunity to take a look at everything that they've announced here at Computex, and thanks for joining us.